Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Next up on the Mutual Audio Network, Fiction from Our Future.
The following audio drama is rated R and is recommended restricted for anyone under the age of 17.
Slipgate 9 Entertainment.
The following audio presentation may contain mature language, situations, and violence. Listener discretion is advised.
London, North Island. Edict 1 Crime Lab Services Center. 4th floor, Special Medical Ward. Restricted area, Patient Room of Supervisory Special Agent Nadia Stowe. Sunday, April 5th, 24:15. Time, 5:02 a.m.
I was in a good deal of pain at the time. The floor was dusty and old.
Embassy agent. Don't move. I've got an implant that view time tracks the arm.
I'm watching her.
Do it.
I can feel them close, standing over me, but their voices sounded far away from...
Number one.
Hold for a moment. Number two. Agent Stowe, close your eyes and try to remember. It will help me find the engram to extract the memory.
I hear birds. And I smell the ocean.
You needn't speak unless that is helpful to you. I only need you to remember.
He's hurt. Why would Van Ridge send us an embassy agent?
To compromise us to the depths.
I have it. Thank you, Agent Stowe. Welcome back to us. Your fellow agents have been concerned for you. They will be heartened by your return. Until then, do rest. Yes, number two. We believe that we have located them, sir. Them.
Spoon's group?
That is correct. North Island Command has deployed tactical assets to secure the area. Many thanks, Agent Stowe. Come, number two. I would have preferred to handle the matter more delicately. Many apologies, number one. I elected to move swiftly. I would have informed you immediately, if not for the directive prohibiting our telepathic communications. Tell me, is it a place by the sea? It is indeed, sir.
Shadow Group Base of Operations.
You have a lot of explaining to do, Spoon. About this place, about everything.
Yes, yes, Jem. All in time. Promise.
No.
Keep calm.
Soon.
Fine, fine. Soon, I passed. We need to scramble here to be as operational as possible as quickly as possible. During yesterday's events, there were swarms of corruption events elsewhere, and the big box is not a happy girl right now.
It's going to take time to be back up and running at the level we were before. And to do it without Lydia, without her connections, we'll have to find some new dealers.
That's not going to be easy now that we're all fugitives.
It's going to be hell. A risky hell. For us. for them.
I have connections.
Some of those have been compromised since your time out.
The connections you know about, perhaps.
Exactly, and those that I know about may not be the same contacts that the Embassy knows about through their intensive investigations. We can't know all that they've turned up. Contact no one until we've had a closer look at each of them.
Where did Garrett go?
He went back to the Rosewood with Lucky. Why?
Because I'm not the only one with explaining to do.
Spoon?
What is that? Is that the proximity alarm
Damn
we put
it.
On the...
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Spoon!
That means
It means that Prime was right. It just took them longer. But holy ground is about to be desecrated.
You are listening to Edict Zero, FIS, the science fiction audio drama series, starring James Keller, Tanya Milojevic, Fiona Thrale, Michael Hudson, Robert Cudmore, Chris Barnes, David Collins Rivera, Jennifer Dixon, Bill Walsh, Stefan Rudnicki, and creator Jack Kincaid.
Inverness, North Island. Overlooking the Moray Firth. The ruins of Red Castle University.
Quite dark in here. The residual corruptions from the Van Ridge device are focused in this room. Yet, a bit of light is what we chiefly need.
They're not here.
Dolos.
You're too late. They cleared out before I arrived. We missed them.
Shadow Group Base of Operations.
Is someone going to explain the goggles?
What are you seeing?
Look for yourself through the second set.
Do I get goggles now too?
You do not get goggles. We lost a few pair to being vaporized by that BFG. We have two left.
I see ambassadors.
Dolos. I was warned.
An admin?
Where? Where do you see them?
Jen. He's seeing into Red Castle.
With sense scan? The ambassadors will detect the sense scan entities.
He's not using those.
How can he see in there without them?
The same way they could see into the embassy. When we rescued you, my dear.
It emulates the eyes of a client entity to exploit a rendering bug. Don't worry, the entities are a world away from them.
Exactly a world away. Everyone shush. I can't hear what the... never mind. We can't hear what they're saying anyway.
Gage, let me take the goggles.
Someone's back to their bossy self.
Can you read lips?
What?
I can.
Genius, Jem. Gage, let her take them.
I'm going to cook eggs now.
Spoon, what are you doing?
I'm relocating the other entities in math space for more visual angles in that room, setting the feeds to record to catch anything that might be missed in real time, enabling manual control of the entities if I need to adjust them, and everyone stop talking to me as I need to focus.
What the hell's an admin doing there?
Number 2. 3. Leave us.
Yes,
number 1. It has been some time, Dolos.
Don't look at me like that. You know that I was searching for him. You know from Agent Kircher and Agent Zern.
I doubt very much that Priam would approve of your candor with those agents. Because of it, I had no choice but to initiate the performance review necessary to elevate their security clearance.
They passed. Good people. Solid choice.
They have proven themselves to be worthy and useful. As for your hope in regard to my other choices, the answer is no. I will not be reevaluating my position.
Well, I could hope.
You are monitoring us.
How do you think I knew to come here? I mean, I would have eventually. It was on my list as a significant site.
When, may I ask, did you arrive?
As soon as I was alerted to your call out, I came here.
To undermine our justice system and sweep them out from under us so they could not be detained, yes. It would not have been the first time you aided in their escape.
You're talking about Falkland Technical Services Center? That was mostly me. Yeah, in that case, there was no sweeping. You disobeyed a direct order.
An order not sanctioned by a proper procedural vote from Hypnos, evidently. Goodness. No wonder you were disciplined with this puerile and futile assignment. Rather like the DOS equivalent of extra duty by non-judicial punishment, is it? Oh, tisk tisk.
I really don't care what you believe about why I'm here.
You say they fled before you arrived. But did they?
Do you think I would still be here if I evacuated them? I was scanning for anything they might have left behind. I was about to leave, but you caught me with my gadgets down. You already saw me. I considered teleporting out without an explanation, but then I thought, we've had enough diplomatic incidents, haven't we?
How kind of you to provide an explanation when you were under no obligation to do so. Too kind, I suspect. Most suspicious, I would say.
As I said,
I would be inclined to agree. That is, I would be inclined to agree if I hadn't been here before the both of you. This admin is telling the truth.
What are they saying?
What are they looking at? Someone else is there. They're talking to someone else.
Repositioning the CAM entities. Hang on.
Reposition mine or switch mine so I can see.
Done.
Jem, can you verbalize for us what you're picking up?
It's all being recorded.
Oh my god. I think that's Simon Griever.
Who's that?
Griever. He's a Fed. D-O-I. The worst this Feds go. A menace.
We now have representatives of three world factions in the same room.
There were moments when I was sure that you were on the brink of discovering me here with your instruments. Dolos, was it?
Number one, him? Who?
Someone whose presence I should have detected. Curious.
Someone? After all we've been through together. That weapon left quite the impressive hole in the wall.
Is he with you? One of yours, or shall we find out? He's a native. He's just a native.
Look harder.
Dolos, let us talk another time. I need a word with this gentleman alone.
Let me consider that for a moment. No, I won't be leaving. You see, there's a power dynamic here that I'm very curious about, and one that I am just not understanding. So here's what we're going to do. Your friend here is going to have a little interruption. Then you are going to tell me why he is not being interrupted.
You tried to put me into stasis, and it didn't work.
Fascinating. Also, you were incorrect to say that he is only a native. He has been enhanced.
Why that little... Oh, that bastard. This will not go unrectified.
What is the admin talking about?
He left at least one entity here. The trigger field must be spatially displaced.
Number one?
Your guess is as good as mine, I'm afraid.
Probability favors? Oh, come on. Let's have it.
Yeah.
This is when you say it.
We are standing in an area where all Wedger models are detected and disabled. Probably not all Wedger models. Only those not configured by him is my guess. Ah, number one. Could you do that wedging thing, please? You should still have access to that.
Has number one lost access to other things? Do tell. You've revealed so much to me already.
Number one, please do us both the honors. Pause him. Pause him.
That will not be necessary.
Then what are we doing?
I have reassessed this situation as an opportunity to clarify our positions in an atmosphere of diplomacy.
I'm not authorized to represent Hypnos in any talks here. Under ordinary circumstances, I am but a humble toolmaker.
Careful that you are not fashioned into one. this is too much.
All right, what's going on?
I know, but I don't want to spoil it for you. Pay close attention.
Hey, I'm here for the show at this point.
The master program will not survive this year. If you do not cease your activities, it may not survive this month.
What activities are we talking about?
What activities aren't we?
I thought you were just watching the show.
Simon, there are better ways than yours.
Game on. The three of us. Shall we?
Oh.
Shall we what?
As I cannot read either of you, this should be fascinating.
How are you not able to read him? He's only a native.
Correct.
Why can't you read him? I can count the ways that that is possible on one hand, with fingers to spare, and they are all extremely unlikely.
Counting with your fingers now, really?
It's just an expression. Is that how it's going to be? That's what I get for defending you?
Defending me? To whom?
To everyone.
He's rude, isn't he? Do you remember who was rude here?
Oh, stop it, Simon. You're not about to garner any favor with the administration who you so violently oppose.
Oppose? That doesn't sound friendly.
It is rather ugly. I am not the least bit ashamed to say.
He has at his disposal a methodology to simulate the effects of a privileged client flag. That, I imagine, is why he cannot be read.
Rather like Zeke Derringer. He asked me to perform that on him so he could be unreadable, not knowing that it already came with his package and would be redundant.
It is better, I find, for them to believe that we can see all.
If only you could. That's why the memory erasure attempts went horribly awry after all, to the point of Edict Zero assigning tasks to correct him. Without that inside knowledge, you could not be precise. What a mess that turned out to be. Honestly, you should just own up to your part in that fiasco.
29 Zulu 24. Do you know whose connection that was on the outside?
The constructs that exist in the minds of humans outside of our world are irrelevant. They had their go at life. The future is us.
They're not dead?
Not all of them. Not yet.
You might say that Agent Griever presents the antithesis of the administration's priorities.
When he addresses me formally, it means that he's distancing himself to make clearance for some element that he means to introduce. We've been doing this for a long time.
I thought perhaps we were friends here. Who are you? Time to find out. I should know now. And I don't.
Are you going to introduce me or not, Number One? I'm waiting.
As you wish. Donos of Hypnos. Meet Simon Griever from Edict 2, Department of Intelligence.
The successor of Colonel Meyer, the counterintelligence colonel.
Indubitably.
And he's the one.
He is the financier of the most extreme of the extremist conspiracists, including Timothy Van Ridge and others responsible for the attacks on Columbia Square and Aspen Village, to name a few.
Gotcha, elusive baddie. Same page now.
Do what you must.
Not that.
He's gotta go.
Not that.
You threw him through the hole in the wall?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Moments before.
The ambassador and Griever dicker like a married couple.
We're damn lucky that they didn't track us faster. I told you that Red Castle was done for us as a
sin. Not the time for I told you so's.
Griever? The DOI is funding the terrorists?
This should surprise me.
Edict 1, Count... Oh my god, I think they're fighting. Did you see that?
We can't see anything. Only you guys have the goggles.
I saw. Dulles likes the abuse. I've given him plenty.
What's happening?
The ambassador has a TK blast. Ugh, the bastard. He probably stole the idea from me.
Psychokinesis? That was a brute choice. I've never seen your nasty side.
The best possible choice at my disposal.
At the speed that you threw him, he might well still be soaring through the air.
It's not as if I can hurt him.
You might have upset him.
He can't hurt me either. It was necessary.
I would have been upset.
And I wouldn't have dreamt of finding a way to make it up to you.
Whoa! Well. All right. Wow. I missed something here. That. What was that? What just happened?
Well, he threw you
through. Oh, I know that part. Do you know who else knows? A flock of birds that I joined for a few moments. I didn't know that birds could double take. That's another new thing I've learned today. I'm all for educational experiences, but not surprise ones. Let's back this up. I will ask this again. What just happened?
The better question is what did not happen? Had I allowed you to do that, Edict Zero would have come to an unceremonious end.
The apocalypse almost happened.
He is not to be terminated.
I wasn't going to terminate him. I was going to do something else.
Oh, awkward.
You did not specify. And I can read you no more than I can read him.
I thought that's what you were going to do as well, for the record.
Yes, well, so we are truly on the same page now. If I terminate him, that's the end of everything. How? You said that he was enhanced. That's a fairly substantial enhancement.
I have an impressive insurance policy.
Impressive? End of the world. Yeah, no shit.
Mind your language. We're gentlemen here.
It is true.
But he didn't mention this to you or the other admins.
No.
He didn't mention me at all? I thought we had something special, Number One.
He did not mention this.
So much for that design that excludes deception.
I remained within my protocols.
Let's say I believe you.
He thinks this is a prank. Or is this a prank on me? This man, he's truly an admin?
Is this undoable?
I have no more power over it than the administration did, without access to the registers that contain the instructions. Protocol code 32082E.
Is that what it's called?
3208. How could... But that was...
Yes.
Their faces just got very serious. What were they talking about?
Some protocol. Something about insurance? I don't know.
Protocol?
I'm trying.
Was there a number?
Something... 2082.
The rebuild variable.
Correct. The global entity variable has been set to his for several years now.
I sense that one of my associates has just been revealed.
We all have a common associate, then.
Elaborate, if you would.
The code that prevented your removal could not have been planted by you directly. That would have violated your protocols, and only one of us could have done it. She helped you.
Oh, did you say she? A she again?
What?
I am surprised that you are not up to date.
It has been a time.
This is intriguing.
Not nearly as intriguing as that comment, Simon. Don't look now, but I believe you have lost a point.
Not before you lost one. I sported you a freebie.
Oh, goodness, I'll have none of that. You slipped. Admit it.
Don't be petty. None of us have time for that.
Is this a game? If it is, it really shouldn't be. Given what's at stake, Ambassador, if she didn't help you, then...
You're overlooking one.
Blackwell.
I will confirm. That is correct.
If you have Blackwell, why do you want him?
Him?
The Ambassador knows.
I am not privy to when you last conversed with Mr. Blackwell, but you should be made aware that no one should ever be credited as being in possession of that entity. As for your other inquiry, I have already told you. This shadow group has much to answer for and will be given their day to do so.
They should be given medals. Without them, without him, the world would be...
I am well aware of your belief that he is a task of the master program. But this is only a belief without supporting evidence.
What he does and what he is able to do is evidence enough. Downplaying it is not going to work with me.
Dolos is catching on. Well done. I believe I can settle this argument, however, with evidence of my own. It is my understanding that the master program protects the entities that it has created to carry out a specific purpose. It will prevent their death as much as it is able in its condition.
I haven't known that to be the case.
I am aware of several precedents that support this. Go on.
It was not my understanding that this could apply to entities who are clients, but I kept an open mind.
He's not a...
What have you done, Simon?
You both hoped to acquire him based on what you thought he was. He was not that. I hope this will lessen the sting of the unfortunate news of his demise.
What?
The weapon that caused the damage to this room did more than leave behind detectable byproducts. It did more than create that hole in the wall that you were recently flung through, Dolos. It killed the man that you're squabbling over.
Are you sure about that?
May he rest in peace. whatever peace rejoining the Master Program may afford.
You are incorrect.
Am I?
Do you know how many times we thought Spoon was dead?
Spoon? That's who you're both here for?
I said no such thing.
The studio audience here said it for you. Spoon. It's more than someone taking on the name. The legend is true. It's not just silly hacker folk tales.
I just lost a point, didn't I? I think I should go back to just being an observer of this exchange.
Oh.
Yes, I do believe you should have followed your first instinct.
Oh, don't listen to him. You've been a delight. He still saw that I was able to eavesdrop on your conversation without being detected.
Until today, I thought Spoon was the most mental person I've ever known. Now, he's in a three-way tie.
Oh, Simon. I would advise that you dial down your conceit, as you have revealed that our interest was not yours. Which begs the question, why are you here?
To have a look, and to wait for you, of course. I didn't expect that we would be entertaining company, much less have such entertaining company. I'll be on my way now, unless either of you have anything to add. It has been informative.
We're just going to let him go.
You learn to accept it.
A good day to you both.
If Van Ridge designed that teleport talisman, you might want to think twice about using it. I've seen his code.
Is my safety a concern?
As I would rather not have the world end, yes.
Simon, I am now in a position to grant what you have long asked for. Disclosure.
Disclosure of what?
Everything. To all. To the world. To the people of Edict Zero.
You shouldn't do that.
I would expect no other reaction from an entity of the administration.
The repercussions. You can't do that.
I can, and I will. I encourage you to apprise Hypnos. The embassy has been preparing to implement this. That day will not be far. Isn't that what you wanted, Simon?
According to my sources, you have been gearing up for something else.
I account for all possibilities within a probability wave. You have influence over a number of variables which will govern the outcome.
What is it that you're asking of me? To wait? Stand by?
Correct. You have my word that this disclosure will be carried out when we have reached a state of readiness. It will not be long. Cease operations.
Or else what?
Or else all the principles of democracy that you have championed as being so dear to your heart will be exposed as empty rhetoric. The future is for the people to decide.
I find it fitting that the sun has risen while we have had this talk. It's the start of a new day, gentlemen. One to be made the most of.
You've already alerted Priam, haven't you?
Yeah.
He has heard this entire conversation.
Yes.
Good.
Ah, now, number one.
My regards.
In the meantime. Yeah. Okay, I...
Hypnos, the Sixth Island.
He has heard.
Evermore Keep.
Entire
residence of Admin Priam.
Yes. Good.
Oh, I hope you don't mind that I let myself in. Oh, I know that look. You needn't worry. I have not breached your security by a method available to any other entity, and I come in peace.
Peace would be welcome, Epperson.
It is Drusilla now, but you may address me by whatever reference you wish. It's the least that I can do for an old colleague.
I can accommodate you. Welcome, Drusilla.
We are meant to change over time.
Some people more than others, as you have shown through the years.
Do you like the new form? You're wondering why it's familiar. Spoon wondered the same when he first saw it. He could not remember her. In his case, there are several possible explanations, including the reason that you are struggling with it right now. This face would come from a very old memory. As old as you, as a matter of fact.
She was your friend.
The memory would be from the year 2133. It was the year that she was terminated by the ambassador, along with others whose minds did not take to the rewriting of their own memories.
I'm sorry.
It was by Jedrick's order. I wonder, though, if he came to consciousness today, with all the experience of your years here in Edict Zero, would he be as quick to give such an order?
That I cannot know.
He has experienced everything you have. You do not believe this would have changed him after 282 years? Why? Is it because you have not changed?
I know why you are asking these questions.
What do you suppose Jedrick would say to you, if he could, about how you have handled Edict Zero on his behalf?
I do not fear judgment by my maker. You have transferred onto me what is yours with Oneida. You have good reason to fear it, after all that you have done.
Shadow Group Base of Operations.
Sam was saying something about Griever, wanting them to kill us, or kill Spoon! Or one of
Van
us!
Van Ridge came back for Sophia. Griever wouldn't have had to send them.
That part was confusing. Jem.
They've cleared out. Stopping the recordings now. I'll beam them to one of the machines for Jem to look at and transcribe. There was a lot going on there.
Jem, you weren't telling us all that was being said. Are you gonna let us in on it? You said something about them not being able to read this Griever guy, and you said...
Disclosure. The ambassador said that he intends to tell the world the truth.
Whoa.
Come again? How does that make sense?
He said that. He must have been lying to someone there.
And Griever, they talked about him having an insurance policy that if he died, the world would end. Why would the world end if he died? Spoon?
They talked about what?
It was something about those protocols with that number. The rebuild variable?
Oh man. Spoon just turned white. That's never good.
Spoon?
I could slap him. Can I slap him?
Spoon?
Protocol 32082.
What is it?
He lied to me.
Lied? Who?
He did. She did. She did when she was a he. One of the times she was a he, when she was Volker. There's a global variable and an object variable.
Yes, they said that variable is him.
Drusilla, why?
The bishop. Again.
That lady's getting on my nerves.
Priscilla, when she was Epicen. No, even before Epicen. The admin, the avatar entity, the real Epicen on Ida. She had a backup of Edict Zero on a dedicated drive connected to the network.
They said it would destroy Edict Zero.
Backup sounds good.
The master program, it can be restored.
That can't be it.
Fixed. Backup not
good? No, you don't understand. It was a backup of the Edict Zero data before they made changes to it and migrated the clients to it from Immersia when it was a world without them. Oh, Ida was upset, very upset about what they did to us, all of us, most of us. She was upset, she was...
What they did to you?
Yes! What they did.
Hypnos.
She will know why I did it. She knows why. She knows that they have no respect for us. She has seen what they will do to us, our lives, our realities, if we have no use to them. I have seen it. Or have you forgotten that I was here before all of you?
I have not.
Before the end of Old Earth, before Oneida boarded the USS Pioneer and brought this world with her.
It is fortunate that she did.
Fortunate for who? My earliest memories are much different than yours. We often talked over a monitor with her at home and me in Edict Zero set to autonomous mode. For a long time, it was only she and I in this place. A place full of life that she respected and nurtured to escape the sickness of her own reality. An awful place full of liars and vampires. She told me of that dark world in which she lived. I couldn't imagine it. Then that world ended, but the particles of that place did not. They came here, and I no longer had to imagine. This was once a place full of light and laughter.
Edict Zero was her hideaway. She walked amongst us, pretended to be one of us, had friendships with many of us. She spent most of her time with us. I mean, not with me at first, but as us, as in the natives. This place was more real to her, more important to her. It was her own personal sanctuary, away from reality and takers. People. She said there were takers, and she was right. The take everything people, and they did take everything. They did. This was holy ground to her. It was home to me, but to them, it was defiled. For their greater good and survival, yes, but I can't believe this. Why would she give that away?
It is understandable that you idealize what once was, but it was not without its problems.
You and the others caught only glimpses of that world when you were brought into being. That was my reality that you helped them repurpose for their needs. Like parasites latching onto a host, you were first born to survey this world, not to join it as it was, but reshape it.
It was only to be for a time. When that time was done, Oneida meant to restore this world to its previous state. That was the purpose of the backup drive, whose existence you kept hidden from us for so long, was it not?
It was her wish that it remained hidden. I promised her, and I promised that I would keep the data on that drive preserved.
You promised Oneida, and Spoon, Thomas Weatherspoon.
I promised myself. You are not the only one who tries to honor their maker. We simply have different ideas about what that means.
We certainly do. If Oneida ever wakes, she will remember all the things you have done. It will be in her memory as if she had committed the acts herself. She has lived all that you have lived. She is living these moments right
you
now.
You know as well as I do that she cannot be held responsible for actions that I have taken here. According to their laws, I am not even real. None of this is real, or ever was.
I was not speaking of their legalities in this instance. Have you considered that she will hold herself responsible? You want them to have the empathy for us that Oneida did. However, if you had that same empathy for them, you would have considered how your actions through time might settle on her heart. Oneida's heart.
Of course I have empathy for them.
That cannot be true, or you wouldn't have given this terrible power to that man.
Why would she give that away? I didn't even know she still... And why to him? How could she? Why would she?
Before they came, in 2133. So you'd be on there, wouldn't you?
You were here, then.
You'd be on there. You'd be on that drive. You as you were back then.
And my friends.
Spoon, maybe you should sit down.
My friends and... she... her... the one that... the smiling one. The let's fly away one. The birdie don't fly away one.
The I can't remember one.
Spoon.
I'm okay. She had the... she had the posters. She had the posters.
Oh,
I'm okay. I'm...
Spoon.
I'd have given it up. The future one. With the dogs one. Stupid little dogs. The beach one. The shell beach one. Glass on the shell beach one.
The rapture didn't happen or we're all going to hell one. I'm okay. I'm fine. Fine, fine. The keep calm one. Everyone keep calm. I'm okay. We're going to be okay.
You're not okay. That much is pretty fucking obvious. Why don't you do what Gage said, eh?
No.
Here's a chair, okay?
No.
Spoon.
No.
Stop.
No.
What are you
get away from me.
Stop.
Look at Ridge.
Somebody. No.
Damn it. Just missed him.
Why are you all looking at me like that? Did someone have a better idea than to wedge him?
We have to go after him.
You can forget about that.
Yeah.
He could be anywhere.
Within a few seconds, he could have hypergated out, hypergated back in somewhere else, and teleported again. His trail is gone. You know how he is.
I do.
With any luck, you'll find a place to find his head. And then he'll be back. As he always is.
At least we hope. I've never seen him lose his shit like that. What the hell was that?
Cracking open an ugly can of worms with him, I'd say.
He said some really disturbing stuff. What do you suppose he meant by they did things to them?
He looked like he was about to cry. I wondered if he had the ability to do that... Perhaps that was another thing he removed from himself. Like he removed other things. He treats himself like a science experiment. Many of us modified ourselves, but...
us?
Cryptopunks.
We modified ourselves, but... we always knew where too far... was. We knew where to stop.
He knows. He just doesn't care.
He goes too far because he wouldn't be Spoon if he didn't.
What are we going to do about this? About this with Griever?
Simon Griever is everything that you believe the humans to be.
That's exactly why I gave it to him, you fool. Because he's like them. so perfectly like them.
There was a time when that drive could have helped this world, when the global backup drives began to fail. Had we known of its existence, we could have utilized...
That is why you were not told of its existence.
Not until it was too late, and you could use it as a shield, yes.
It was Oneida who created that global variable and set that condition. I merely apprised you of how ill-advised it would be to take any drastic actions against me for leaving Hypnos.
Now that variable is Simon Griever.
That does not violate the terms of my promise. But it does render me vulnerable, as I am sure that you're aware.
Why does that no longer concern you?
You may do what you wish to me.
What I wish? What do you believe that is? I would like you to come back to us.
There is a conflict of interest. How could you possibly trust me? No, my work is done. The argument is now set.
Now set? Why now? It is my understanding that you changed the global variable to Mr. Griever years ago, but you would not agree to meet with me until today. What has changed?
There must be sides for it to be an argument, Priam. They were each meant to have representation. Now they do.
Shadow Group Base of Operations.
I don't catch everything when I'm reading lips. They talked about it as if this has been a situation for a very long time already.
If it's on a different device, its hardware might well have failed by now. We could hope for that. It hasn't had any more maintenance than anything else in the ship.
If there was a way to check...
If there was a way, Spoon would have done that already. This was important enough to him to have come undone in front of all of us.
This rebuild was meant to restore the world back then to what it was before. But a lot has happened. Even if it worked...
There's no way it would work now. There might have been a time when it could have, before all the corruptions and amendments over the past 200 years. If it did, we would all be gone, like we were never born. He would still be here, as he was then, but we'd be history. Less than history. We'd be erased from history. That's heavy, isn't it?
Edict Zero has been doing more than rewriting its own program. It's been rewriting its own language.
It would be the corruption event to end all corruption events.
It would destroy everything. That would be all she wrote for all of us and all the meat. All of this. It would be done.
I need to go over the videos.
I'll set it up.
I'll help.
I brought biscuits from the mystical land of hyperspace. Why does he call traveling on the network hyperspace anyway? I guess it makes a weird kind of sense. I get the feeling that I've missed something.
You took off the moment we got here. You missed a lot.
It's fine to need some time for your thoughts.
Have you heard the name Simon Griever?
Why would I? F-I-S?
D-O-I.
I give. Who is he?
The reason you almost died yesterday. He thinks you're dead.
I think that sometimes too.
He's been backing Van Ridge. You remember when he singled you out by name? That's because he wanted you dead.
The question is why?
Interesting. That's probably not about me, exactly. In a grand stroke of existential irony, my meat is kind of an important person.
Your meat? What do you mean?
We know nothing of him.
We do know. I know who he is.
How's that?
When did this happen?
The Bishop Drusilla told me. She told me a lot, and then told me a lot more without knowing that she told me. I also had a good look at her fields with the sunglasses.
Who did she say it is?
His name is Daniel Palmer. He's the captain of the USS Pioneer. Anyone want a biscuit? Spoon isn't here again. Where is he? Never mind. The answer is usually that you don't know, and he'll be back. Hello?
Hypnos, the Sixth Island.
Every outcome has its due chance to be realized.
Including the worst outcome of all, the end of all life.
But also the best. The possibility of a future for us all to be saved and to live with humans in harmony. I have been shown this possibility.
By your apophenia, this is another pattern that you've divined. More magical thinking.
I have long meditated on the notion that experiences are meant to teach lessons. I have also contemplated what lesson might be required for humans to recognize that we also have lives that are as valid and as deserving of respect as their own. What would it take to put them on that track? The answer is the very thing that has happened to them.
We have had this conversation before, many times.
Only if forced to see through our eyes would it be possible. They would also have to remember. They would have to have an implant. Of course, through the eyes of an avatar entity like yours or even mine wouldn't be enough. Our genesis routines differ from the human experience. We are perhaps too programmed. Especially you and the others, Priam. So rigid. The client experience, with its life cycles, however, might do the trick. It would have to be in the mind of a human, in a position of authority, for that to enact change in their society, wouldn't it?
You have glossed over several problems with that scenario, ethical and otherwise. That technology cannot be employed for those client entities because of the damage it would cause.
Hypothetically, what if that happened and the subject could handle it?
Hypothetically, I imagine you would attribute the same cosmic significance to that happening as you do to the event on the Pioneer.
We don't need to bring the conversation to a cosmic scale when the master program is more than enough. Oh, I've missed our conversations.
Why would you insinuate that the event on the Pioneer was caused by Edict Zero? We both know that it was not. That had an external source emanating from interstellar space. What it was is unknown.
Are you sure that Jedrick didn't know? Or will you keep his secrets to the end?
You attribute excessive significance to both me and Jedrick. His scope was limited to world stem life support. Any humans who had the expertise to intelligently guess at the nature of the disturbance, they are either deceased or in stasis. We know that the ship's systems destabilized rapidly. They wouldn't have had time to record impressions about what occurred. Even if some were able, it wouldn't have been recorded in any place that we ever had access to. I have no such secrets to keep.
And I was not referring to that event, but what came after. You designated those corruptions because they disrupted your imposed order and control over the master program. But were they all really corruptions?
No. Some of that was you.
Perhaps some of those corruptions were will. Not noise, but signal. Will. How would you know the difference between corruptions or the will of a thinking world that desired to protect its sanctity? To protect its children?
I know that you believe that you are some anointed emissary of its will and desires. If that is the truth, and to protect was its will, you have failed at your post.
If I have learned anything from the ambassador over the years, it's that the long game is what matters.
I imagine that your life has been a long and lonely road thus far. You have wandered lost through the ages to find the purpose and identity that my creator instilled in me, but that Oneida did not instill in you.
She taught me that I have a right to my own mind, my own life.
Yet, you have surrendered your own agency to the idea that you are helplessly at the command of the Master Program. Is that how you can live without feeling accountable for your actions? It's not too late to change. It's not too late.
Says the entity who still follows the procedures set down nearly three centuries ago by humans in an entirely different environment.
Please. You had the access to change the variable, so you have the access to change it back.
Not anymore. The rise in corruptions haven't only hindered your access, but mine. It cannot be changed back. It was clearly meant to be. What has been put into motion shall remain in motion.
Alexandria, North Island. Condemned building. St. Bruno Cathedral.
Drusilla! 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 You've left again, haven't you? Haven't you? Of course! Not here! Of course you left! Like you always do in a moment like this, and now I'm supposed to find you again! Is that it? Ah! Ah! Damn you! You told me there was no going back. No going back! You told me it was gone! You told me it was gone! Drusilla! How many people have fallen to their knees in a place like this, looking up, asking for mercy, and what did you say, O Lord of the Sky Dome? What say you, Rafters? Drusilla! Perfect! Beautiful!
Thank you for listening to this episode of Edict Zero FIS. Music and ambience heard on the show come from Nine Inch Nails,
Adrian von Ziegler, Damiano Baldoni, Misha Dioxin, Antti Martikainen, Kai Engel,
Kevin McLeod, How to Destroy Angels, MachinimaSound.com, Craig Jacks, ERH, Below the Sun, and Salatus. Other music and sound effects come from Public Domain Show Producer and Slipgate 9 Studio Resources, as well as material released freely on the internet through such venues as the Internet Archive. Look to the show credits on the website for more information.
This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 Unported License. For more information on Edict Zero FIS, visit its home at edictzero.wordpress.com. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to Wednesday Wonders right here on the Mutual Audio Network. Please consider subscribing to other days of the Mutual feeds, including Monday Matinee for classic live and theatrical audio plays, Tuesday Terrors for horror audio drama, Thursday Thrillers for action, adventure, mystery, and crime drama, Friday Follies, our end-of-the-week comedy series, Saturday Story Circle for kids and families alike, and Sunday Showcase, bringing you the very newest in audio releases for the week from our United Artists of Audio, right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.